In this video, we're talking about feelings and emotions, what they are, how to be aware of our feelings, and some strategies to manage feelings in motherhood to create a thriving mama mode. I'm sure you agree, there are a lot of feelings in motherhood. Being a mom can bring about a whole new relationship with how we experience feelings. Let's start with an overview of feelings and emotions. Have you ever stopped to think about what the difference is between a feeling and an emotion? Often these words are used interchangeably to mean the same thing, and while they're closely related, there are differences. Emotions are strong reactions in the body that impact our physical state. Emotional reactions are instinctive, instantly creating bodily responses to threat, rewards, excitement, and fear, to name a few. Let me give you an example. When driving, have you ever had to suddenly slam on your brakes because a car passed super close or something darted in front of your car? Chances are your reaction would be an emotion. Your body would immediately respond to the threat of hitting an object with a rush of adrenaline or stress hormone. You wouldn't have to think about the reaction because your body would be creating the reaction. Slamming on the brakes, your body would respond with startle, shock, or anxiety. Feelings are slightly different. Feelings are sparked by emotions and are influenced by our personal experiences, beliefs, memories, and thoughts linked to a particular emotion. Feelings are reactions to your internal thoughts and your external experiences. As we talked about in Taking Care of Your Mind, feelings are closely related to our thoughts. Think of a feeling as how your mind is perceiving an emotion. Let's go back to the example of slamming on the brakes and having an emotional reaction of fear. Let's say it's been 2 weeks since this event happened, and now you're with friends sharing the details about the event. You notice as you share the story, you feel tense, your heart is racing, you feel anxious because you're thinking about all the what ifs. What if you didn't stop? What if your child was in the car? In this example, you would be experiencing a feeling or your response to the perception and memory of the event. In summary, an emotion is an automatic reaction to a situation or event or interaction. Feelings are our perception of an emotion influenced by our personal experiences, beliefs, memories, and thoughts. In therapy, when working with clients, I spend a lot of time processing feelings and perceptions about events, situations, and interactions. Maybe you're wondering, what does this have to do with mothering? Well, a lot. I don't know about you, but when I became a mom, I was unprepared for the amount of emotions and feelings I would have. And I spent 10 years in graduate school learning in depth all about feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. When you're a mom, you're feeling a lot, and it's the whole range of emotions, from joy, happiness, gratitude, to boredom, exhaustion, loneliness, insecurity, fear, irritability, anger, and rage. And did I mention worry? Feelings can be labeled as positive, such as happy, joy, content, and peaceful. And feelings can be labeled as negative, such as distressing, sad, angry, and frustrated. And feelings can also be neutral, such as boredom. Remember, feelings are indicators of what we're internally experiencing. I do not view any feeling as good or bad. Rather, I see feelings and emotions as little flags waving at us, giving us information about what we're experiencing and inform us how to respond to ourselves, others, and situations. Feelings and emotions are points of data giving us information about our world. I am so passionate about all the feelings in motherhood that I've written a book called Thriving in Motherhood, How to Manage Emotions and Improve Well-Being, and I'm in the process of bringing it to market. I cannot wait to share this with you. I want mothers to know, and I want you to know, that your feelings matter, and there are ways to learn how to take care of your feelings and take care of yourself so you can fully enjoy your life raising your family. As mothers, when we're in survival mode, we experience feelings as overwhelming, and we may not know how to manage them. As I described earlier, the differences between surviving and thriving is surviving is reacting without a plan or awareness, whereas thriving is responding with intention and awareness. As mamas, we have a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings that we experience in a given day. And a lot of times, I've experienced and heard from other moms, our child's mood and behavior has a profound impact on our mood. There is a saying, maybe you've heard it before, you're only ever as happy as your unhappiest child. Pretty accurate at times, wouldn't you agree? And while there are oh so much truth to that statement, it doesn't always have to be so. We can feel for our children, and we don't have to get swept away by their emotions and behavior or ours. With four daughters in my care, I can tell you this. If I didn't manage my feelings as a top self-care priority, I don't think I could function. There are a lot of feelings in my family in a given day, and let's be real, in the span of 15 minutes, there are so many feelings. Mental health professionals have a fancy word for taking care of your emotions and feelings, and it's called emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is being aware of your feelings and developing skills and strategies to manage how you respond, react, and behave. The key word here is manage, not control. We can't always have control over what we emotionally experience, as we discussed earlier. Some of our emotions are so automatic and instinctive. But what we can do is manage how we take care of our emotional responses. As mothers, we are our children's first and greatest teachers. How we take care of and manage our emotions and feelings, we're going to pass on to our children. So it's essential we learn how to take care of ourselves first so we can effectively take care of and teach our children the life skills they need. Let me take you through a brief but effective way to start managing your emotions and feelings. The first step is to identify and label the feeling you are experiencing. Be specific and as descriptive as you can. If you're feeling angry, label it that way. So many of us are overwhelmed and uncomfortable with what we feel because we judge what we feel. Anger may seem like a bad thing to you, but if you allow yourself to feel it without judging the feeling, then you can move into a deeper awareness. And that is what thriving mama mode is all about. Ignoring your feelings, denying them, not taking care of them, is what mental health professionals call repressing emotions. Guess what happens when you repress feelings? Eventually, they come out in ways that are unhealthy, disruptive, and unexpected, and take away joy, calm, and connection with yourself and others. Which leads me to the next question in being aware of your feelings. How do you know when you're not paying attention or you may be repressing your feelings? From a psychologist's standpoint, some indications that you're not dealing with your feelings can include headaches, neck, back, and muscle tension, grinding teeth or clenching your jaw, stomach distress, loss of appetite, or increase in appetite and using food to comfort, sleeping to avoid feeling, drinking too much, having cynical thoughts or negative thoughts about yourself, and using sarcasm in harmful ways, and having a short fuse, little patience, and snapping at others. I always know when I'm not taking care of my feelings when I start tearing up or crying when driving. I spend a lot of time in the car driving my girls around, and when I'm feeling something and not managing it, I can get so teary, and if a certain song comes on while I'm driving, forget it, I'm bawling. The next step in managing your emotions and feelings is to be aware of the situations and events that trigger reactions. I want you to ask yourself, what was the situation that triggered this reaction? Sometimes we feel things in unique ways, but other times we have what I call hot spots of vulnerability. In motherhood, maybe your hot spot is in the morning routine or the challenges of getting your child out in the morning. or the tension you feel when your child has a tantrum in public, or when your tween or teen rolls their eyes or is disrespectful when talking back. Or maybe your hotspot is constantly repeating yourself and feeling as if no one is ever doing their part at home and it's all on your shoulders. And the third part of managing your emotions is to create a plan for how to react to that feeling. We'll talk more about behaviors used to manage feelings in the next video when I talk about coping skills. But briefly, the foundation of managing our feelings starts with practicing self-care. Taking care of our bodies, getting enough sleep, making sure we eat and hydrate, taking the time to exercise, which is a great way to release tension, and adding in other self-care behaviors creates a solid foundation of learning how to manage your emotions. Have you ever noticed how when your child is hungry or tired, they act so different? Then after a little food and rest, you think, this is a different child. Adults do go through that same process, maybe not as an extreme, but to be human means we have to care for our body, our mind, and our feelings. So in summary, the steps to manage your emotions and feelings include, first, identify and label what you feel. Two, be aware of that emotion and how it physically impacts you. Three, know what triggered and created the emotional reaction and know your emotional triggers. And four, self-care is the foundation of taking care of your feelings and emotions. The reality is this: learning the skills to take care of and manage your feelings takes less time than picking up the fallout from regret, guilt, shame, or embarrassment, and other unpleasant feelings after a difficult and upsetting interaction with your child. Here's what I know as a mom and as a psychologist working with hundreds and hundreds of moms. Learning the skills to manage your feelings in motherhood is a crucial skill for raising a child. Managing feelings in motherhood isn't about being perfect. It's not about never experiencing an unpleasant feeling, emotion, or response. It's about being able to make a commitment to yourself, to take care of yourself, and to learn and practice the skills so you can connect and take care of your child. Managing your feelings will bring you more calm, joy, and happiness in motherhood. I see the skill of learning to manage emotions and feelings like exercise. At first, it takes more energy and aches a little more. You're using a muscle you may not have used in a while. But over time, the more practice you have, the easier it becomes and the more natural it is to use these skills to manage your feelings. Let's look at how to manage a feeling in the moment. Imagine it, you're in a moment with your child and you're about to lose your mind. You're so angry and frustrated and you do not want to say something or do something that you're going to regret. First thing I want you to do is pause and identify and label the feeling. Pay attention to it for a minute. Second, breathe. Inhale through your nose, counting to five. Hold your breath, counting to three. And exhale from your mouth, counting to five. Repeat a few times and notice how calmer you feel as the tension releases. Third, observe the feeling. Notice where in your body is this emotional reaction happening. Do you have sensations of a racing heart, a knot in your stomach, sweaty palms, or heaviness in your chest? Just notice where the physical sensations are. And fourth, create space with that feeling. What I encourage clients and do for myself is to create space or a pause between the feeling and your reaction. Start by imagining the feeling that you're experiencing as a wave. Imagine you're standing on the shore and you're feeling as a wave, not a tsunami wave or a rough wave, but a gentle wave coming in and out to shore. As you do so, focus on taking in a few deep breaths and just observe the feeling, taking in your breaths through your nose, holding your breath, and exhaling through your mouth. Keep visualizing your feeling like a wave coming into shore and going out. I don't want you to judge the feeling and say it's good or bad. You're simply going to observe it. And if you do this for a minute or so, I know that you don't have to keep holding the feeling. Maybe it's lessening, and maybe the wave is getting calmer and calmer, or it's still the same. Just allow the feeling to be. And fifth, think of your feeling. Remember, the feeling you are experiencing is part of you, but it's not all of you. Who you are is so much more than the feeling you're experiencing. Just because you're experiencing a feeling that is unpleasant or stressful in reaction to a situation doesn't mean you have to act on it. You can have internal feelings and not have to express them in unhealthy ways. And sixth, choose a way to react. Simply stated, you can decide how you want to react. You could, one, just observe the feeling and let it pass. Two, get perspective. What's the bigger picture going on right here in this scenario? And you can ask yourself, is there another way of looking at the situation? And if you were with a loved one or friend, what would they say to you right now? And third, you can choose a coping strategy to help you work it out. And fourth, you can commit to be loving to your child with your responses, regardless of your emotional state. You have choices on how to respond. Try these suggested strategies when you're experiencing an emotional reaction. Over time, the more you use these skills, the more readily they will become available to you. When I have a long, mentally exhausting and stressful clinical days, I often come home from work depleted. And the last thing I want to do is take care of anyone. But as you know, when you're a parent, that's not always an option. You can't take a break from a lifelong role. What I do when I get home from these days is take a few minutes on the drive home and I take care of myself. Maybe I listen to music to decompress, or I'll call my parents for a chat, or I'll just sit in silence. That way, when I walk through the door, I connect with my family and I let my children know that when they see me, I may look tired or seem quiet, but I let them know I've had a long day. And I also express interest in their day and take time to listen and reconnect with what's been important to them. I have found that when I can own my feelings and let my family know what may be going on with me, it makes for a smoother transition for everyone. I also have been very upset and angry at my children and walked away or let them know in a calm voice, I am very upset and need a few minutes to calm down. I have seen over my years of mothering that when I do this, many things happen. First, I allow myself to feel and I give myself permission to accept a feeling instead of pushing it away or judging it. Because I allow myself to feel the range of emotions from positive to neutral to more challenging emotions, I have a wider range of choices on how I respond, and I'm teaching my children through example how to manage and cope with feelings and emotions. I hope these examples give you a lens into some ways to manage your feelings in motherhood. You'll also find the exercises in the workbook helpful in creating awareness regarding your feelings and to create a thriving mama mode. Up next, we're talking all about the importance of nurturing your relationships.